classes in Sheorim today are sponsored for Refuah Shlema, for Chaim Tzvi Ben Yente Bluma, who's undergoing major surgery today. Please keep him in mind in your tefillot, so we will dedicate our learning today. La Rufua Shlema Chaim Tzvi Ben Yente Bluma. Yes, yes, that's Shochet. Yente Bluma. Yes, I saw that it was in the tidbits also. Okay, we are in Zechariah Perek Yud Aleph. When we did it last week, we were in a little bit of shock because suddenly we went away from the positive predictions of what could have happened during Bayit Sheni, but we knew it didn't. But nevertheless, we were kind of lulled into accepting all the beautiful predictions and what might happen. And suddenly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Navi, Roeh, you know, be a Roeh for the Tzon HaHarega. In other words, Navi, you have a job. The job that you have to do, aside from transmitting the messages that I've been giving you, and that I will continue to give, is to really teach the people how they are to exist during the times of Bayit Sheni. It's one of the few times that we see very clearly the role of the Navi as teacher. We do see, especially in Nevi'im Rishonim, we see very often that there are B'nai HaNevi'im that are part of the narrative. The B'nai HaNevi'im are the students of whoever is the Navi at the time. And they did indeed run Batei Midrash. There's no question about it. That was part of their job. Their job was to be the purveyors, conveyors of Torah. We know Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'misara liYoshua, v'Yoshua lizkenim u'zkenim Linevi'im. In other words, Moshe got the Torah at Sinai and he gave it over to Yoshua, gave over the responsibility of teaching the people Torah. Yehoshua gave it over to the Zakenim. Those are the leaders that we learn about in Sefer Shoftim. And they indeed gave that responsibility over to the Nevi'im, starting, of course, with Shmuel HaNavi, who was the first great transmitter of Torah after Moshe. You know, we say in Tehillim, Moshe v'Aaron b'Kohanav v'Shmuel b'Korei Shemo. So they're a triumvirate. At any rate, we see here that it's Zechariah's obligation as well. And he is told, Ko Amar Hashem, I'm in Yud Aleph Dalet. We did Dalet. We're only going to do a review of the few psukim. Ko Amar Hashem Elokai. Notice the personal. Ko Amar Hashem Elokai. So says Hashem, my God. Very, very personal. Re'ei etzon hariga. Shepherdess these sheep who are sheep going to slaughter. Asher koneihem yargu, and those who purchase them will kill them. V'lo ye'eshamu, and they will not be considered guilty. The nations that conquer them will kill them. U'mochreihem yomar baruch Hashem v'yashir. And they won't be such a good product. Whoever can sell them off, get rid of them by selling, will become rich because he makes a little money. V'roehem lo yachmol aleihem, and their own leaders will not have any compassion on them. Ki lo echmol od al yoshvei ha'aretz ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, there's going to come a point during the time of Bayit Sheni that I will no longer be able to have compassion on the dwellers of this land, ne'um Hashem. And so I'm going to give over each individual in the hands of his Re'ehu, his fellow man. And remember, we learned that it says fellow man because of the sin of Sinat Chinam, that every man hated his fellow man, and they were dangerous. They were willing to kill them. Uviyad Malko, and in the hands of his king, because the kings also didn't care. Hi, welcome. Vikitatu, and they will chop up, break up, or remember the Medrash said they're going to break up into sects, like kitot, kat. They'll break themselves up into sects. V'lo atzil mi'adam, and I'm not going to save them from the hands of the enemy within and the enemy without. The enemy within being, you know, they're going to have broken up into many different people, many different groups. Right now, what we have is a whole section in which there are two distinct ways of dealing with it. One is that it's a review of the past, and the other is that it's a nevuah for the future. And so what we're going to do first is take it according to the pshat. We're just going to read the text, try to understand the text. It is almost impossible. It is impossible. And then we're going to go to Rashi for the whole thing. We're going to do a little Metzudat David. I'm sorry, but we have to. We're going to do Malbim. And when we finish the whole Perek, we're going to go to Radak. It's the only way to do it. All of the Mefarshim, the differences between them are not that great, because it's only Rashi that says it's a review of the past. The other Mefarshim all seem to agree that it's a prediction for the future. The interesting differences between them are when each one of the Mefarshim tries to decide what exactly the Navi is alluding to. They try to make it very real historically. So what is a Navi really talking about? Who is the enemy? What time period? Please remember that this second Beit HaMikdash lasted for 420 years. So there's time enough in those 420 years to talk about several different types of enemies and attacks. And then the Radak takes the whole thing and kind of wraps it up and ties a bow. And that's why we're going to leave him for last. So, as I said, we're going to take a few psukim now, and we're going to try to understand it on a very simple pshat level, that there are going to be bad times. So Hashem said to the Navi, I want you to re'ei etzon harega, right? We just took that pasuk. You be the shepherd. Lead the tzon harega, the sheep that are being prepared for slaughter. And so we have in pasuk zayin, va'ere etzon harega. So it could be that Hashem is still speaking, and that he's saying, I have led those sheep that are being prepared for slaughter. Or the Navi can be answering Hashem and saying, Va'eres, so I did. I took that mission upon myself, and I proceeded to be the leader, to be the ro'eh, the shepherd of the tzon harega. So those are the two basic differences that we're going to explore. Lochein aniyei hatzon. Either they turned into aniyei hatzon, the poorest of the sheep, or ochein, lochein being like ochein, indeed, they were the poorest. In other words, they were really a bad lot. The sheep that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me to shepherd were really the poorest of the sheep. For ekachli shnei maklot. And a shepherd always held a crook. You know, you've seen pictures. I took two rods. You need a rod. whether it has a crook on top or not, when you are a shepherd. So I took two rods. La'achat karati Noam. I called one Noam. What does Noam mean? Martha, your grandson. Me too. I have a Noam also. What is? Pleasant. Yes, right. Sweet. Pleasant. Right? Like Na'ame. Ula'achat karati Chovlim. And to the other one I called Chovlim, like Chovel Chabala, right? Chablan, we know that word. Terrorist. The Chabel is to destroy. So I called one rod pleasantness, sweet, and the other rod I called Chovlim. Well, Eret Hatzon. And I shepherded the sheep. In other words, I took my two rods and I shepherded the sheep. Va'akhid et shloshet ha'ra'im b'yerach achad. Va'akhid is like I erased. I pushed away three shepherds in 1 month, yerach. I pushed away, I had to get rid of three shepherds in 1 month. Va'tiktzar nafshi b'hem. My soul just became disgusted. Kotzer ruach, we have that expression. I had no patience for them, but tiktzar nafshi b'hem. V'gam nafsham b'chalabi. And their souls also annoyed me, b'chala, bothered me. Mi'us, it says in Mitzudot. In other words, I had to get rid of these some shepherds, three shepherds at one time, because their souls really angered me. Va'omar, and I said, lo ere etchem. Remember, please, it can either be a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking, or it can be the Navi speaking, that he has taken the role, right, that was given to him. Don't worry, because we'll go back. I'm not going to be a shepherd anymore, right? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to shepherd you anymore. Hameta tamut, those that are ready to die, let them die. In other words, I'm going to just leave things to fate. I'm going to just leave things alone. Anybody that seems to be ready to die, okay, let them die. V'hanikhede tikached, and anybody who's going to be erased, pushed away, sent into exile, tikached, let them be erased, pushed away. V'hanisharot, tochalna ishot b'sar re'uta, remember Echa. And those that are left here, then each woman will have to eat the flesh of her friend. In other words, they will have a famine, a terrible famine, and they won't have any food. So I'm just going to leave things to resolve on their own. I am not going to shepherd them anymore. And those that are going to die will die. And those that are going to be sent into Galut will be sent into Galut. And those that are going to be left are going to have a very hard time. V'ekachet makli et Noam v'egda oto. And I took that rod, Noam, and I broke it. The rod Noam, I broke. Huh? We're going to try to find out. Lahafer et briti asher korati et kol ha'amim. To break the covenant, the brit, that I made with all of the nations. In other words, note, please, that the rod Noam has something to do with an agreement with the other nations, okay? So when I... Yeah, good. Yeah. Interesting. Sometimes the word makel is used. Sometimes the word mate is used, right? Mishenet. But what Marcel was reminding us is in the Navi Yechezkel, famous perek in Yechezkel, that tells us it's the same perek as What's the Atzamot Yeveshot. It's in the same parak as the dry bones, but at the end of the parak, there's a little different topic in which the Navi is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take two sticks. Remember, one is Yehuda, and one is Yisrael, Shomron, Ephraim. Put them together, and they become one rod. Here we have two rods. One is called Noam, and the other is called, we haven't gotten to, Noam is now going to be broken, right? The other is called Chavalim. So Noam is now broken. The other one is going to be broken as well. Yeah, you'll see why it's the opposite. Give me a chance. I'm just doing the pshat. So it's going to break the agreement that I have with all the nations. That's Noam. Let's go on. Why don't we go on a little bit? The Malbim is going to be the one that explains that usage of the rods in that way. Vatufar bayom hahu. And on the very day that I broke the rod, the Brit that I had made with the other nations was indeed broken. V'yedu'u kein aniye hatzon hashomrim oti kidvar Hashem hu. And those members of those poor aniye, the poor ones among the tzon, will understand what's going on. Those who shomrim oti, those who listen to me, those who pay attention to me, will understand kidvar Hashem hu. They'll see that what's going on is a result of the intervention of Hashem, or maybe we should say the taking away of the intervention of Hashem, the taking away of Hashkacha. They'll understand. Va'omar Alehem. And I said to them, Im tov be'enechem, if this is good in your eyes, Havus chari, bring me my wages. Scary? If this is good in your eyes, bring me my wages. V'imlo chadolu. And if not, okay. Stop, don't do it. Don't bring me my wages. V'yishkelu at chari shloshim kasef. And they weighed out my wages 30 pieces of silver. And when I walked in, Tammy said, isn't it amazing the 30 pieces of silver? And the Christians use the 30 pieces of silver for the amount that they sold away, what is his name, Judas Iscariot. And I'm not sure, you know, about the whole story. I just know that the 30 pieces of silver is the amount that they quote was used. 30 pieces of silver. I just want to get to the second rod. I know that it's not clear, but if I get to the second rod, then the Mefarshim will be more clear as we read them. Okay? So, Pasuk Yud Gimel, I'm up to. Vayomer Hashem Elai Hashlichehu El Hayotzer Eder Hayakar. Asher yokarti me aleihem. And Hashem said to me, here it says, Hashem said to me, Hashlichehu, those 30 pieces of silver, throw them el hayotzer eder hayikar. And all the mefarshim say yotzer is like otsar, the treasury. In other words, throw them into the treasury that is strong, eder, like aderet, and yikar, precious, meaning the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash. I wouldn't know what it was according to the pshat, but I'm following here what the Mefarshim say. In other words, don't keep that those 30 pieces of silver. Put them, throw them in the treasury of the Beit HaMikdash. Asher yokarti me'alehem, because I became too expensive for them. For ekash lo shema kesef, and I took the 30 pieces of silver, va ashlich oto beit Hashem el hayotzer, and I threw them into the house of Hashem, into the otzar. Again, they say the otzar. Va egda et makli hasheni, here we go. And I broke now the second makel as well, et hachovlim, the one that's called destruction, Chabalah. Lahafer et ha'achva ben Yehuda uven Yisrael. To break, here's where it's the opposite of the Yechezkel, to break the friendship between the two kingdoms, Yehuda and Yisrael. I'm not going to do more now. Let's stop there. Okay? Even though it does follow, but we can get to here with the Mefarshim. Yeah. We didn't know yet. No. No. Let's wait. Okay? Because really, until now, what we need to know, right, is Hashem says to the Navi, or the Navi says himself. Either Hashem says, you be the Roeh now because I've been the Roeh until now. And I haven't had such a good experience with them. They were sown haharega from the very beginning. Or Hashem, the Navi says to Hashem, okay, I'll take this job and be the Roeh. I'll be the shepherd of this Sona Harega, and it's not going to be so good, because what's going to happen is I take two rods so that the rods will help me to be the shepherd. One rod is Noam, the other rod is Chavalim. So with one rod I deal gently, you know, with Tzon. You move them gently. The other one is harsher. And as a result of this, I had to get rid of three Roim. In other words, I try to teach the people how to get rid of three at one time. And what the whole thing ended with my needing to break both of the rods and leaving things without Hashgacha, right? And just letting the worst happen. Which basically, if you can read ahead for a moment or think ahead for a minute, he's talking about the fact that this Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed like the first one was, right? Oh, wait. It could be so many things, right? The rod, but one of them is Noam, and one of them is Chavalem. So, I'm going to go back in Rashi first. So if you're following, I'm going back to Pasuk Zayin, where somebody says, and according to Rashi, Kol Eile Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of these words are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to Rashi. Okay? Lanavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuing to speak to the Navi. When he said to him, I want you to be the shepherd of this zone, the reason that I want you to take over now is because I have done it, lo, these many years, on a much more direct, personal basis. I'm not going to do it anymore. So, kol eile divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'navi, va'ani ra'iti otam bayamim hakadmonim. I was their shepherd in days of yore. In previous times. Lochain aniye hatzon, emet aniye hatzon hayu. In truth, here the lochain becomes like ochain. Indeed, all the years that I shepherded them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, they were the poorest among the sheep, the poorest among the nations. Ksheet chalti lirotam. When they began to shepherd them. Vo'ekachli shnei maklot, as a result of that, l'sof yamim chilaktim לשתי ממלכות באבונותם. So what I finally had to do is divide them into two portions because of their sins. What are the two portions that he's talking about? Lachat karati Noam, you're not going to believe this. One portion I called Noam, Yeravam, Amar l'nahalam la'at. Remember when the kingdoms first split? What was it that caused the kingdoms to split? The final straw, thank you, I saw you say that. The final straw was when the people came to Rehoboam, the son of Shlomo, and they said to him, you know, your father gave us very heavy taxes. Could you please lighten the taxes? And Rehoboam said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Slightly different language, but very close. And whereas Yeravam was very kind to them, he said, for instance, we don't want to make people travel far to go to a Beit HaMikdash. It's too hard. No, we're going to make some really close. If you live in the south, you can go to Beit El. If you live in the north, you can go to Dan. Right? In other words, he was being very sweet. He was being very accommodating. So, and Hashem was certainly very angry. Because at first he was given a mandate by the Navi, by Achia Shiloni. He had a lot of talents, that Yeravam. Yes? But right here, yeah, you're right, but right here he's making it a much narrower, and everybody's gonna do that, a narrower thing. In other words, it's very small. It's as though here, according to Rashi, the Rabboni Shalom is doing a history. He's saying, I was the shepherd on a personal basis, and what I finally had to do in order to deal with them because of their sins is I had to split them into two kingdoms. And strangely enough, the one called Noam is Yisrael, that we always think about as being the more evil, right? They are certainly called the more evil, whereas Chovlim, Rehoboam. Amar lahem liyasram. Rehoboam said, I'm going to make you suffer. Ba'akrabim. Remember he said, my father hit you with shotim, with whips. He beat you with whips, and I'm going to beat you with akrabim. Akrabim is scorpions, but you know, it was really like a cat o' nine tails. That was called an akrab, because it had like different, you know, one whip with different whips sticking on it. So at any rate, so Rehoboam, Rega, where is Rashi? He went away. Ulefisha derech tzon lenahalam b'maklot. And because it's the way of sheep to lead them with sticks, rods, kara lemoshlehem maklot. He called their leaders, their rulers better, rods. In other words, these are the rulers of the two sections that I now split the people in. Va'akhid et shloshet haroim b'yerech echad. Remember, you asked me, who is this? The three shepherds that I'm going to push away, get rid of in 1 month. V'hem hishchitu darkehem. Both kingdoms. Hishchitu darkehem, destroyed their ways. Ad shema'astim v'haraktim b'chodesh echad. Until I despised them and killed them in 1 month. Kol shloshet haro'im sheharag. Do you remember when he killed all of the kings of Yehuda and the kings of Shomron in one time? Do you remember? It was when Yehu was appointed to be king. He was appointed via Elisha, who sent a Navi, a Na'ar HaNavi, who was probably Yonah, according to the Midrash. And Yonah anointed Yehu and gave him his task. And his task was to destroy the house of Ahav. At the time, Ahav was already dead. His son Yehoram was ruling, and he had just been wounded in battle in Ramot Gilad. That's the Golan Heights today. And he went to his summer palace in Yisrael to recuperate. Meanwhile, the king of Yisrael was his cousin. How? If you remember, the king of Yehuda, the king of Israel at the time, is somebody named Ahaziah. His grandfather, Yehoshaphat, had this very foolish idea that he was going to be able to bring shalom between the two kingdoms and maybe even unite them through a little thing that's called marriage. You know, you make a nice shidduch. And so what Yehoshaphat did, which turned out to be terrible, was that he took a daughter of Ahav, in other words, this Yehoram's sister, and married her to his son Yehoram. And the name of his daughter was Ataliah. Remember Ataliah? She was a cute one. And this Ataliah, her son was Ahaziah. So Ahaziah is the other Yehoram's cousin. So in other words, his father is Yehoram and his uncle is Yehoram. And he goes to visit his uncle, who is recuperating in Israel from his war wounds. And Yehu comes and kills both the king of Israel and the king of Yehuda in one fell swoop. Yehu then kills all the descendants of Ahav, 70, it says, Ula Ahav Shivim Banim B'Shomron. And meanwhile, in Yehuda, we don't even have to let Yehu go there because Ataliah, if you remember, sized up the situation, has all the royal seed killed, and makes herself ruling queen. And if you remember, one baby was hidden, Yehoash was hidden in a little room on top of Kodesh Kadashim, and that then becomes another story. And so, back to the Rashi. Back to the Rashi. One of the things that we are going to have here is a review of past history and a review of past history for us, but future for the Navi. So basically, he says, so I got rid of three kings, right? Rega. Vuhu et kol beit Ahav, all of the house of Ahav, et beit Ahaziah melech Yehuda, and the household of Ahaziah, who was the king of Yehuda, ve'et Echav and all of his brothers, ve'et kol Zera Malchut David, all of the seed of the kingdom of David. Ataliah and Yehoram, the other one. No, they're in Yehuda. We have two Yorams. It's not easy. This is one of the most difficult times in Malachim because the names are all similar. This is nothing. We're going to have soon, in another minute, we'll have Ahaziah, but we also have a Yehoahaz. You know, it's like all the names are very similar. Va'ataliah, cutie pie, ibda et sha'ar zulati Yoash. And she killed everybody. One minute, take a drink. And then Ataliah killed all the rest, Zulati Yoash, except for Yoash, Hanitman, who was hidden away. He was hidden away. So then, Vatiktsar Nafshi Bahem, back to the text, right? I couldn't stand it anymore, right? I lost patience, but lost patience in a very big way. I got disgusted with them. Ma'astim, I despised them. V'chol lashon kotzer nefesh, hu dvar tzara, right? O dvar mi'us. And whenever you talk about kotzer ruach, you know, shortness, it means either something that's bad or a problem or disgust. She'en hadad sovelet oto, that you can't stand it. In other words, when it says kotzer anything, it means you just can't stand it. You can't take it anymore. Uktzar halev v'hame'ayim milahachil. Sometimes it says your heart is can't stand it. And sometimes k'tzar me'ayim. In other words, the Navi uses all of these expressions. And Rashi wants us to know, you just can't take it, right? Gam nafshi b'chalabi, zichronam hayarav b'me'ay. It's as though in my insides I couldn't stand the remembrance of them. Umimela edruchi, and certainly my spirit, in other words, I couldn't stand it, but also my spirit couldn't stand it. Umeitziket bitni, ubochala, pireish rabotenu, lashon godel, okay? Mishal, mashal mishlucha chamim, beisha paga bochel. It's like you have something, in other words, like a woman, paga, a woman who has a baby ahead of time, and in other words, she has bechilot, which are birth pangs that come before the time. What would you call premature birth pangs? In other words, he's comparing the bachala nafshi. It's like the pain of a premature birth pang. Something has to come out, is what he's. I can't stand it. So he's just talking about the word over there. Va'omar lo ere etchem. Okay, Hashem speaking, we're still in Rashi. Amarti ba'otam hayamim, I said in those days, ashlichei me'al panai, I'm going to throw them from before my face, meaning out of the land. When it says me'al panai, it's always out of the land. Be you hefker. It also means I'm taking my hashgacha away from them and they will be hefker. Ownerless, v'lavaz, and ready for anybody to destroy. V'ekach et makli et Noam, I took that makel, the first one, Noam. Shibarti et koach malchei Yisrael. I broke the strength of the kings of Yisrael, b'mei Yehoachaz ben Yehu. In the days of, I warned you, I said, Ahaziah, Yoachaz, Yehu's son. This Yehu that was supposed to kill out the family of Ahav and get rid of the Avodah Zarah, at first did it only too happily with a lot of bloodthirsty stuff, but then he himself turned to Avodah Zarah as well. Ad ki ibdam melech Aram, to the point that the king of Aram fought against them and conquered them. Vayesimem ka'afar ladush, a quote from Melachim Bet Yud Gimel, he made them like dust to trample on, like nothing, weak, not able to fight back. Uvimei Hoshea ben Ela, and four kings later, Shemasartim biyad Sancheriv, I gave them over into the hands of Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, the Heglahu. And what did he do? He took them into Galut. So basically, what is the breaking of the rod? Then I'm breaking the strength of the kings, and they are being conquered one after another, first by the kings of Aram, and finally by the kings of Ashur. Lahafer et briti, now he gets cute, Remember the rod, breaking the rod was symbolic of breaking the covenant with other nations? Listen. Laharotam shebishvil shebagdubi. To show Yisrael that because they rebelled against me, or actually were traitorous against me, betrayed me, that's better. Hefarti et briti asher korati im kol ha'amim aleihem. I broke the covenant that I made with all of the nations about them, about Yisrael. Shelo yazikum, that they will not harm Am Yisrael. Sha'almanat kein natati lahem et ha'torah. Because it was for this reason that I gave them the Torah, she'im yishmeruha, if they would only observe the Torah, she'yihiyu cheirut min hamalchuyot, that they would be totally in cheirut, freed, in freedom from all of the other kingdoms. She'lo tehe uma v'lashon sholetet bahem, that no nation or language would ever rule over them. In other words, I gave them the Torah. I put them in this land so that they would follow the Torah, and nobody would ever be able to conquer them. But the breaking, I'm breaking that treaty, right? Al titma, don't be shocked. Im dvar hamikra, Chuatam miyad sone bilshon kritad brit. Don't think that this language of calling it a brit, don't be surprised that I'm calling it a brit when I say that I save them from enemies, that the Torah would always save them from enemies. Shaharei motzino mikra dugma, because we have the same idea. We learned it in Sefer Hosea, but it's a long time ago, right? The Karati Lahem Brit Bayom Ahu, Hosea says, Perek Bet, I made a covenant with them on that day, Im Chayat HaSadeh V'Gomer. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Am Yisrael, it's where he's talking about the Erastich Lila Olam, that very beautiful part of Hosea that we learned. He's saying, I made a Brit with them on the day that I gave them the Torah, that it's with everything in the world. Not only foreign nations won't rule over them, but even Chayot HaSadeh, the animals of the field, will have no power over them. So don't think, Rashi is saying, don't think that I'm just putting the words, you know, in the slots that I want them, because this is the language that is used by other Nevi'im as well, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did make this Brit when Am Yisrael got the Torah. You're mixing too many things in. Too good a memory, my dear. No, seriously. What he's saying is, and that's a good question that you ask, one step at a time. The Brit is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, that they are protected. That as long as they keep the Torah, they're protected, both from other nations and from wild animals. I'm breaking it. The breaking of the rod is I'm breaking it. The real strange thing is the idea of calling that rod Noam. That's the part that really bothered me. But let's move further. I'm sorry that it takes long, but it's the only way I can give it over, because if I would try to do it orally, I would mess this up royally. Really royally, because it's very complicated. So basically, where are we here? V'yed'u, remember that funny pasuk, they'll know, those that... I'm still doing Rashi. V'yed'u, kein hevinu hatzadikim shebohem, hashomrim et chukai, the tzadikim among them who keep my laws understood, Ki dvar Hashem hu gzeirazo kvar. This is coming from God. In other words, when the other nations can conquer them, that is a decree from God. כבר דיבר לנו הקדוש ברוך הוא על ידי משה, because הקדוש ברוך הוא already told us this via Moshe, יוליך השם אותך ואת מלכך פרשת כי תבוא. The Tochecha Hashem will lead you and your king out into Galut. So in other words, the wise among you who have kept the Torah and who have learned Torah will understand why this is happening. They'll see that it comes from a breaking of the terms and conditions of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. Va'omar, that we're talking about the money now, the 30 pieces. And I said, El Malchei Yehuda HaNotarim, to the kings of Yehuda that were left, Im Tov Be'einechem Havu Schari. If this is good in your eyes, bring my wages. Kayemu, I couldn't get the grammar here. Kayemu, fulfill. Kayemu mitzvotai, fulfill my mitzvot. V'hu yiyes chari. In other words, kings of Yehuda, you see what I did to Malchut Yisrael. Malchut Yisrael is that rod, right, called Noam, that's been broken and exiled. So now, Malchut Yehuda, keep my Torah, keep my word, and that will be my sachar. Al kol ha-tova asher natati lachem. For all the good that I gave you, kmo shenotnim sachar l'roet zon. Right? Like you give wages to a shepherd who's taking care of your sheep. So in other words, keep my mitzvot, and that'll be my reward. V'ashuv v'eretchem. And I'll continue shepherding you, Malchut Yehuda, right? I'm willing to continue on the original terms. V'imlo, and if you don't want, chadelu, stop, gamani lo oitiv lochem, then I'll also not treat you right. V'chein matzinu she'emar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Yechezkel, Hashomea Yishma v'hechadel yechdal. The use of the word chadelu is what's bothering Rashi here. Whoever will listen to me, Yechezkel says, good. And whoever stops, meaning doesn't listen, so okay, if you don't want to listen, then just tell me, and I'm going to stop putting my hashgacha on you also. Vayishkelu et schari shloshim kesef. And they weighed out my wages, the 30 pieces of silver. So this is very difficult, the 30 pieces of silver. Tirgem Yonatan, Tirgem into Aramaic. V'ivdu yat ru'uti gavrin miktzat anashim tovim. In other words, what they did is they gave to my ro'im, meaning a few good people, ma'at hayu bohem shasu ritzonei. In other words, they weighed out 30 pieces of silver, they weighed out a few handfuls of people that agreed to do my will, is this. Kagon hacheresh v'hamasker. Remember, we talked about the fact that there were among Yehuda at this time the wise men, the cheresh and the masker, were the people that were taken out by Nebuchadnezzar with Yehoyachin. The wise men, the Sanhedrin, the teachers, Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah. In other words, all of Yechezkel, the good people, the tzaddikim, ulishon shloshim kesef lo yadati lekaven kan. Did you hear? The language of the 30 pieces of the silver, I don't know how to make it fit here. Lo yadati lekaven, yes? He gives 30 pieces of silver to break. We're going to see where other mefarshim, he's going to come up with something Rashi says, I'm not exactly sure. He starts by saying, I'm not exactly sure how to deal with it here. He's going to do something, and we'll see the other Mefarshim all will do something with the 30. Elo kesef lashon chemda. But kesef, silver, is the language of something precious. So in other words, they did say to me, they weighed out, they said, but we have tzaddikim. The language of preciousness, right? We have these precious people like Daniel and Hananiah and Michael, Mishael and Azariah, right? Va'af robotenu pirshu kan b'chulin, right? And they say, tzror kesef lakach b'yado, ve'et shloshim pirshu, shem, rega, I forgot it's, there's a Rosh Tevot, and I knew it last night, and I said, yes! Okay, rega. Okay. Not now. I'll tell you tomorrow, tonight. So in other words, first of all, Rabboseinu in Chulin, they're bringing the idea of Kesef as being precious. In other words, Tzror Kesef. So the first idea is that it doesn't matter that it's 30, right? A bunch of silver coins, something precious. But he says, Tzadikim yesh b'chol dor. Oh, mem hei tzadikim yesh b'chol dor. The Rashi Tevot got me. Sorry, there are 45 tzadikim in every generation. Yes. In other words, there's 45 tzadikim in Chulin. It says 45. In other words, they're talking about weighing out Chomer Sa'orim. And there's this interesting thing, Shenemar Ve'ekhod Shloshim Kesef. Remember, he said he threw them into Beit Hashem. Uminayin HaShloshim. He says, so why still 30? Okay. Medrash Agada. Shehuftach Avraham Avinu Bekach Shelo Yehe Dor Pachot Mishlosha Tzadikim. That Avraham Avinu was promised that there will never be a generation less than 30. So basically what Rashi was just doing, and that I couldn't skip because I didn't remember it well enough, was that he's trying to figure, he's saying the silver is precious, and maybe the number 30 doesn't even matter. It could just be like tzror, kesef, a little bundle, he's saying. But maybe it also is the 30 tzadikim that Avraham was promised will always be. Where was Avraham promised there would always be tzadikim? Ko yezar echa. Ko. Hashem said ko is 25, but that's not it. Ko, like this, Yihyeh Zar Echa. What's Yihyeh? I know, but the gematria. 30. No, Yihyeh, two yuds and two hays. 30, Yihyeh Zar Echa, Yihyeh begematria shloshim. So this is like Rashi was searching. Hold on, don't get uptight. Rashi was searching for what the meaning of the 30 is. And notice, Rashi is an extremely modest person because he starts by saying, I don't really know. He started that way. And then he like brought us along with him in his stream of consciousness of trying to figure out what could the 30 mean. Is the 30 significant? And then he finally, after going through this, Memhe Tzadikim, well, why are there Memhe? This is 30. And then he said, well, maybe it's Hashem's promise to Abraham for Jews, that your children will be Yihyeh, will be 30 in every generation. But he's not sure. He's telling us openly that he doesn't understand the 30. There's going to be more, I promise, because we have a lot of Mefarshim to go through. Okay?
Two questions. Can you say
The Gemara Chulin said 45 tzaddikim in every generation. I know we usually say there's Lamed Hey, there's Lamed Vav, 36. There's all kinds of different Medrashim about, Yes, Yerida, so it became 30. Actually, what happens in Chulin, because I looked up the Chulin, and I want you to know that I didn't understand it fully, even with the help of our good friend Schattenstein. But essentially, there was a line there that said that 40 measures in Bavel was equal to 30 measures in Eretz Yisrael. So he's saying the 45 can become 30 as well. So that was why he brought the Chulin in. No, they were talking about the time of the Gemara. In the time of the Gemara, please remember that there's the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi. And what happens from time to time in the Gemara, which even in my lack of knowledge, I can tell you I've seen, is that they'll say that something was worth X. In other words, somebody will come, they're discussing this in Bavel, and then they'll say Va'ata, and that means somebody comes from Eretz Yisrael, and will say that same thing would be worth X in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes they'll even say it's worth something different in the Galil and something different in Yavne. In other words, every place it was like a measure cost something different. So Rashi's bringing that in only because he's searching for meaning for the 30. Please understand, all these things are extraneous. He just doesn't know what the 30 means. Yeah. That was beautiful. What Marcel was saying is Avraham is the first Ro'eh, remember? He was the Ro'eh. And so basically, a Ro'eh really watches and guards. You guard very closely because you count one at a time under the Shevet. And so it's not completely leaving them alone, but taking away some of that kind of hashgacha. Basically, I know it's very complicated. Let's just sum it up. What Rashi is saying, we just have a little bit more because we didn't get to Yehuda, right? We didn't get to Yehuda. Boy, are we in trouble. We didn't get to Yehuda, but what he's saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a quick history of what happened, what went wrong in Bayit Rishon. He's saying to Zechariah, listen, Zechariah, I'm telling you, I am making it clear to you right now that this Bayit is also not going to be the eternal Beit HaMikdash that we were hoping for. I'm going to just tell you now, it is your job as a Navi to lead the people and teach them how to behave under the circumstances that are going to befall them. So either he is saying, and this is what happened to me during Bayit Rishon, or as we'll see as soon as we turn to Metzudot and to Malbim, that Zechariah immediately picks up and says, so I agreed to shepherd the sheep, and Hashem showed me that this is what's going to happen during the times of Beit Shemesh. So all of it in this very metaphorical language is going to refer to different times in our history. Whew, okay. Have a wonderful week, and Bezrat Hashem, we will continue. Bye. Thank you for coming.